My name is Libby Christian, and I am interviewing Elizabeth Christian, formerly Bizarro, for the Madison County Historical Project. Let us begin. Tell me about your childhood growing up in Madison County.
So I grew up in Collinsville, Illinois. So, I mean, it was a rural town of about probably 20,000, 25,000 when I grew up. And it was a safe town, a quiet town, not a whole lot going on. It was a pretty normal childhood. I grew up in the 70s, went to grade school in the 70s and high school in the mid 80s. We rode our bikes, we had skateboards, we played out till dark, after dark, rode our bikes all around town. So what I would consider normal now, not normal for the kids growing up now. Swam at the bath and tennis club in the summers, and so pretty normal, I guess.
Where did you go to school, grade school?
I went to grade school at the Lutheran grade school, Holy Cross Lutheran. My dad was the minister at the church, so I had to ride the bus to school. So rode the bus to school and home from school. From kindergarten to eighth grade, had Girl Scouts, all of that stuff. There it was primarily all white school, so that is much different now. Rode the bus with the Catholic school. That was interesting.
And you guys didn't live too far from the school.
No, we lived about, probably 1.5 miles, 2 miles from school. But I didn't ride my bike to school. We bused, and we had to listen to the radio for school closings because they didn't call, and no internet or any of that. So, but no, we didn't. I didn't walk to school. We rode the bus.
And what about your transition to high school? How many of your friends went to the local high school versus?
I went to Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Metro East Lutheran High School, and probably, I would say it was about half and half that went to the Lutheran High School and maybe half that went to Collinsville High School. And it was an easy transition to Lutheran High. Lutheran High was very small. When I went there, my class was the first graduating class to start in the existing building and graduate out of that building. All the other classes before me, they started in a church in Wood River, and then they may have, or maybe even they started at the SIU campus and then got shuffled around a little bit until they had a building. But mine was the only one that started in the building and graduated out of that building. So there were only 31 in my graduating class out of the high school.
What was the demographic like when you were in high school?
So when I was in high school, maybe when I was a junior, I don't think a senior, there were only, it had to be a junior, maybe a sophomore, there were only maybe 4 black students in the school. That's it. They weren't in my class. I didn't have any black students in my class. There was one black girl 2 grades above me, and she didn't start with that class. I don't know where she came from, what neighboring town she came from, maybe Edwardsville. And then the class below me had 2 students, a brother and a sister, and then another grade, maybe even in that same class, there was another black student, and they came from maybe East St. Louis. So there were just the 4, and no other, no Asian, no Indian. That's it.
Do you think with the SIU campus that the demographics had anything to do with that?
No. The brother and the sister, their father, I believe, was some kind of minister. And the gal who was 2 years ahead of me, I don't know what her parents' occupation was. And then the other boy, he may have come because of the other 2. So I don't think SIU really had anything to do with it. I believe it had everything to do with probably getting a better education than what they probably would have gotten where they were at.
Well, isn't Collinsville, didn't most of the area school or areas kind of combine into Collinsville High School?
So it depends on where they came from. So East St. Louis had a high school, Cahokia had a high school, Granite City had a high school. So depending on what the dividing lines were, it all depends on where they went to high school. Edwardsville had a high school. So kids from, depending on where they lived in Glen Carbon, they would have gone to Edwardsville. Maryville went to Collinsville. Fairmont City, they went to Collinsville High School. Venice had a high school. Lovejoy had a high school. Or Venice and Lovejoy may have combined. Granite City had their own. So those areas, I'm not really sure about. But I know about Venice and Lovejoy because Lovejoy and Venice we played in high school. So I know about them having their own high schools. But Collinsville drew from a few of the surrounding areas, but not too far out.
How many other areas of Madison County did Metro draw from? Do you know?
Lutheran High drew from all over the surrounding areas. Lutheran High drew from any of the surrounding churches that were called association churches. So they drew from Alton, Wood River, Edwardsville, Collinsville, Granite City, Bethalto, Staunton, Warden, Prairie Town. They drew from Mulberry Grove. They drew from the Belleville area, although not too many came from Belleville. And that Alton, some folks came from Alton, not too many, but a few. So the surrounding Metro East area.
And I know you were going to go to Concordia Mequon after high school. Why did that change, and why did you stay in Madison County?
My dad died when I was 16. So he died in December of my junior year. So really, I stayed back to stay with my mom. I was the only child left at home, so she wasn't ready for me to leave home yet.
What was it like starting at SIU in the later 80s for you?
Well, I started SIU in the fall of 1985, so it was in the middle of the 80s. So it was interesting. It was it really wasn't a huge change from high school, other than you got to meet a bunch of different people, and really it was interesting to see people that you went to high school with who were a couple years older than you, and experience them in a different way, see them in a different light, because it was really the time of what the Midwest might consider the punk movement, but it really wasn't the punk movement, more of maybe the new wave. So you see these people dressing in combat boots and the long army coats, and expressing themselves that way. And then you have you got to be friends with people from Alton, maybe, who they were a little bit more progressive, and so it was interesting and fun to kind of branch out and meet people and learn about people that way.
What were you originally going to Concordia for?
I wanted to be a lawyer at one point, so I was going to study paralegal studies at Concordia.
What did you end up studying at SIU?
I was a psychology major and a biology major.
So a double major. Did you join any student unions or clubs while you were there?
At the time, I don't know if they still have them, but the fraternities had little sisters, and I was a little sister to the Sigma Pi fraternity.
What were the demographics like in your class at SIU? Were they different from Metro?
From what I remember, there were mostly white students in my classes. From what I remember, I know that a lot of students from East St. Louis were bused in. There were buses that brought students in. I do remember that around that time, I believe, was when the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday was becoming a holiday, and SIU, I don't believe, was going to celebrate it. So there was a big protest. I remember that. Other than that, I mean, it was pretty unremarkable. So there were the Sig Pies had they had parties every Thursday night at the VFW in Edwardsville, and the guys had to be 21 and the girls had to be 18 to get in. So that was different.
Were you around for the expansion of the dentistry school in Alton and the center in East St. Louis?
No, not that I can remember.
What about the Cougar on campus? I know that you had siblings that went to SIU.
So I have a brother who's 10 years older than me, and he went to SIU. And I don't think the Cougar was on campus when I went to SIU, but the Cougar was on campus when he went to SIU. And I remember seeing the Cougar, when he went there, and I believe it was kept over, they had a religious center, And I think it was kept over there. But I remember seeing it when he was there, which would have been, he graduated from SIU in 1981. So it would have been.
Not too much before you. A couple years.
Yeah.
Back to the Martin Luther King holiday ordeal. Were you around for the protests, or do you remember anything about that? Did you attend classes that day, or?
I think they had classes. I just remember going to the One Science Building and there being some kind of a hubbub around. But
what was SIU like while you attended there and being a little sister to a fraternity besides the partying? Did you do anything else? Run charity events or anything?
No charity events. It was just, it was much more of a commuter atmosphere when I went to SIU than I think it is now. Maybe they didn't have hardly any, they had some apartments and not very many of those. You just kind of came in and did your, went to your classes, you hung out, maybe in the university center with your friends. And then that was it. There wasn't a whole lot of time that you spent on campus.
Were there any parties thrown on campus, or was it a dry campus when you were there?
It was, well, there, so I never went to any parties on campus. The fraternity had a frat house, and they had parties.
Did you ever go to the Granary, or were there any other nightclubs in Madison County that you all hung out at?
So I didn't go to the Granary. That was more when I was in high school. I know where it was. I didn't go there. There was, Collinsville had a place called Panama Jack's.
Is that where Wild Country is now?
Or? Yeah. and they would have concerts and stuff sometimes. But I just didn't do a whole lot of that stuff.
But you went to parties at with the frat house?
Oh yeah.
Being from Madison County, it's, these towns are kind of like rural towns but with almost a city life vibe. What did you all do for fun being in, you know, in high school and in college?
Well, in college, it seemed like a lot of time was spent at the fraternity house in high school. There were people who, friends who had other friends who had property out in the country, so we'd go out there. And there were always parties out there in the country. Now it's all built up with houses. And otherwise, we would just go to, Lutheran High didn't have a football team. They had a basketball team and a soccer team. I was a cheerleader, so there was that on the weekend nights. It might still be there, Panteras in Edwardsville, so that's where we always went after the games. Sometimes I would go to the Collinsville football games with friends, but we just all hung out with our friends. It wasn't, my friends weren't huge party scene friends in high school. We just all hung out in a big group.
Being from Madison County, what would you say the town, which town was the most progressive, and I guess which one was the most rural? How would you distinguish the towns?
Edwardsville is probably the most progressive. They're, the kids from Edwardsville were definitely more progressive. They were, there was always more money in Edwardsville. And the town was always seemed to be expanding more. Collinsville was more kind of, I don't know, maybe it more country, I suppose. Maybe because Alton always seemed to be a little bit more progressive, I suppose, and that could just be my perception of because of the people that I met and encountered. So we always seemed, Collinsville always seemed to be maybe a little backwards, I suppose.
What about Godfrey and all of those little towns out there?
I never did a whole lot in Godfrey or any of the other little places.
Was Wood River just mostly considered almost, I guess, a factory town?
So Wood River has a high school, and we would play them in sports because of the size of the school, but it was definitely small, and definitely more of like a factory town because of the oil refinery, and then Olin Brass is there also. So
did St. Jacob have a high school, or were they a part of Troy?
St. Jacob did not have a high school, and we never went over there. It's just one of those places I never went to.
Where did you mostly hang out, I guess, in Madison County? Just Collinsville?
I actually probably hung out more between Collinsville and Edwardsville.
Was Maryville a bustling town as it is now?
No. Maryville was... 159 was a two-lane road street, and you never sped through it because there was only a couple cops that sat there. And it was tiny. There was 159, and Main Street was teeny tiny.
What about Pontoon Beach, or did you mostly just consider that Granite City?
I just considered Pontoon Beach Granite City, and I never went to Granite City.
You never went to Granite City?
Never.
Were you around for the high schools merging, or at your time, was it just one high school in Granite City?
I didn't know they merged.
Oh. Yeah, there were
two. Oh, there were. There was North and South, wasn't there?
I believe so.
Well, I didn't pay any attention.
Being from Madison County, what has changed the most since college and high school?
Well, Edwardsville's huge, and Collinsville doesn't seem to be quite as nice as it used to be. But Edwardsville just keeps getting larger and larger. But Collinsville it's just not as nice as it used to be, which is sad.
When you lived in Collinsville, how many Lutheran churches were in Collinsville?
Well, there were three. And then, I guess Maryville has... I always forget about Pleasant Ridge, which I guess is Maryville. It's not really Collinsville. So there's a teeny tiny one, and then there's the two larger ones. Well, one's larger now, but when I was growing up, it was small.
And is that Good Shepherd?
Yeah.
Good Shepherd seems to have taken over the schooling besides Holy Cross.
Well, there's... Collinsville's more built up on that end of town now. So, which
to me would make sense.
Do you think that's because of just the way people are moving into town? They're moving towards Edwardsville instead of back towards, I guess, Fairmont City and all those cities back that way.
Well, there's no place for Collinsville to grow that way. So it's just logical that Good Shepherd would expand, because Collinsville's grown out off of Keebler, and all that country where people had all that land and kids would go out and party that way off Sugarloaf Road and all of that. It's all grown up. There's big houses out there. So young people are moving in and they need a place to educate their kids. There's no grade school out there. So where are they going to send their kids? They're going to send them to Good Shepherd.
So all those subdivisions on Maryville, I guess you remember when that was not, they weren't there.
None of that was there.
How much has Maryville and Glen Carbon and all of that really picked up?
Well, Keebler used to be, after a certain spot, it was just nothing. It was just a tiny country road that was fun to drive down. And now Keebler runs into to Maryville and all these subdivisions. So it was really easy to kind of get lost back there. And now I drive back there and I'm trying to remember where these people lived or where this property was that you would go and there would be parties out after the football game. And you can't find it because...
Would you consider Collinsville a coal mining town when you were growing up at all?
Well, not an active coal mining town, because now I don't really think about it. But if I sat and thought about it, sure, because that was the thing. Like where I grew up, where my house was, there were old coal mines, and we would go back in the woods when I was growing up. I'd go back with my brother. Or he'd ride his motorcycle back there and back where Gaslight was. There were old coal mines back there, and they were not properly closed. So if you really wanted to, you could get down there, which would not be safe. But, and it was fun to go and explore, and now there's some houses back there, which I'm not sure how safe that is. But, and then there's the other end of town, which probably gets closer to Troy, maybe, where there are mines. Yeah, I suppose in the old days you could see where there were old dunes, like, that were covered, possibly old mines that could look like coal there.
And back by Collinsville city limits by Troy, is that back by what is now called the Seven Gates of Hell?
Yeah, you know, they didn't, I never really heard people talk about it so much, but you could go back there and it would be kind of creepy. We used to have some older friends that lived back there, had a huge farm back there, it was just an interesting area to go to. You just didn't really go back there.
Was that a really old part of town back there?
It was the country. And you just didn't go unless you needed to go back there. I mean, we would go back there a couple times a year for various events, but I've driven back there a couple times, but it was just not an area that I really frequented. Mostly because I wasn't familiar with it, and then I couldn't even necessarily drive back there now and know where those areas are.
Growing up in a congregation, what would you say mostly those occupations were? And how was it growing up as a preacher's kid?
Growing up, I didn't have any problems growing up as a preacher's kid. I wasn't, you know, rebellious or any of that. I didn't do any of those crazy things because I was a preacher's kid and felt like I had to prove something that I wasn't. But most of the occupations in the church, they were varied. There were some farmers. There were just business people within the community. That was probably mostly it, you know.
What were the demographics in the congregation versus the demographics now?
They're close to the same, mostly white. I know that there might be, there's probably an Asian family, a couple Asian families. There might be a black family. I'm not really sure. I think there are some in the school or maybe mixed. But I think that's about it. I know that there is a Lutheran congregation close to East St. Louis.
Being from Collinsville, what would you say the most dangerous part of Collinsville was when you were growing up?
That would have to be if you went down by what would now be the area by 255 and St. Louis Road, that intersection down closer to Fairmont City by the racetrack.
Is that how you get there? To Fairmont?
Yeah. Down there.
Isn't that where you grew up?
No.
Well, off St. Louis Road.
Yeah. But it wasn't dangerous there. But if you went down that hill, farther down, that's where I would consider that to be dangerous. I didn't really consider any place in Collinsville dangerous. But if you went down there, I would think that would probably have been the dangerous area past the racetrack.
Do you think that, like, nowadays, that's how people are moving out, starting from St. Louis Road and 255, kind of dwindling up towards Main Street and then towards Maryville and towards Glen Carbon and Edwardsville? Do you think that's the path that people are taking to move out? Because now it seems that that area of Collinsville is not necessarily uninhabited, but it doesn't seem like it is progressing. It seems like that area of town is just kind of failing.
I think there's still some nice areas there. There's still, homes are still intact. I just think that there's smaller homes. People want newer homes. And there's when the young people move in, they want a bigger home. They want something nicer. They don't want to live on that end of town. They want to live on the end of town where there's more amenities. They want to live in what they would consider the nicer end of town. And that end of town just isn't kept up as much. There used to be more things at that end of town. There used to be gas stations and pizza, a pizza parlor, and there was a drugstore, and there was a ice cream place, and there was a little pantry where you could go and buy things, little family-owned places, and it's all gone. And people aren't putting things back in there. There's nothing. It doesn't seem like they're working to build up that, and they've put so much effort into expanding 159 on the downtown side of things that's all they're doing. When I go back to Collinsville, I don't see a whole lot of effort into revitalizing Collinsville. I mean, even Home Furniture is closing, and I'm sure it's because they can't compete. Nobody's going downtown to buy anything.
I don't go back to Collinsville for any festivals because why? I just don't see a whole lot there. Collinsville has put some really nice bars and stuff in, and they're nice, but I don't see that they're drawing a whole lot of people in there. So I think they need to put more of an effort into just revitalizing things.
Speaking of home furniture and Main Street, how many home businesses or small town businesses do you think have moved out of Main Street? I know since I've been a member and can drive, Ashman's Pharmacy has closed, and now Home Furniture.
Ashman's closed, Home Furniture's closed, Evers Pharmacy has closed, Burt's Chuck Wagon moved, and I'm not sure where it moved. Did it move to Fairview Heights?
No, it's downtown. It's just in a bigger building.
Oh, okay. A lot of places. I think there's quite a few places that have. I know there was a fancier, more upscale dress shop, Mary Ann's. That's gone, but I can't say that. I mean, that's been gone for a long time. But so many things are gone from when I grew up. Like there was a P. and Hirsch that was like a five and dime kind of place. But yeah, so many places have closed. But the pharmacies are going to close because they can't compete with Schnucks and Walmart and CVS and Walgreens. They just can't compete. So I don't know how many doctor's offices have actually closed out of Collinsville, and now they're located in the hospitals or close to the hospital. So there was a pizza place that closed close to where I grew up. So, yeah, a lot of places. There was an Italian restaurant way out on 159 that closed. Well, they merged the names. I don't know if the family still owns. But, yeah, a lot of places.
Do you think, like, mainstream businesses are taking over rural towns such as Collinsville?
Well, I think definitely, because you see the chains coming in. So,
and when you were growing up with downtown Main Street and all those family-owned businesses, were most of those families members of Holy Cross?
Well, some of them were, and some of them were members of, you just had the, essentially you had a couple smaller churches, a few small churches, and then you had the small Lutheran church, and then you had, Holy Cross was the big Lutheran church in town, and then you had the Catholic church. So I don't know how many went there.
Do you also think with Good Shepherd growing, and even though that side of town is bustling, do you think that Holy Cross is not losing members per se, but is smaller, has gotten smaller over the years because it's hidden away, it's not on the main street, it's not, most people aren't going downtown anymore? They're not moving in on that side of town, obviously.
No, I think they've had... I don't think that's it. They had a lot of issues with politics. So, I don't think it necessarily has anything to do with their location. I think it has to do with their own internal struggles.
Now, there's still some family-owned businesses on Main Street, like the Her Family... or the Her Funeral, but I mean, even now that's starting to dwindle, it seems, with other mainstream funeral homes and just...
Well, Her Funeral Home's not even family-owned anymore. They sold. It has the Her name, but they sold to some other company. So that's not even family-owned anymore.
And most people don't seem to be choosing Her anymore, or...
So there's a gentleman who used to work for Her Funeral Homes that now has started his own funeral home in Maryville. And that's where it seems like a lot of people are going.
Do you think that's just mainly because of people moving, or just it not being family owned anymore, so it's just not as good?
Well, I think you have to look at a lot of things. And of course, you have to look at the consumer and see what the price is, because you're still purchasing something, even though when somebody dies, you don't think about purchasing, being a consumer and buying something. You're still buying a funeral. You have to look at the cost.
Well, do you also think, you know, with younger people moving in and older people that knew her family, just as an example, since those younger people don't know them and maybe you're not a part of, you know, Holy Cross congregation, because most of Holy Cross congregation did choose her family, do you think being in a younger generation, people don't know, or the connections that are known, they just know the main names?
It's possible.
And is there's another funeral home on Main Street, isn't there?
Yes. I don't remember the name of it.
So more on, you know, businesses in Collinsville and just Madison County. You mentioned Gaslight earlier. When you were talking about the mines and your childhood home, what was Gaslight growing up for you?
So Gaslight was one of the bath and tennis clubs. Well, it was a private pool club in town. There was that one, and then there was Town and Country. But Gaslight was the one that I belonged to. It was back behind our houses in a nice area. Close to the mines. So it was a members only club where there was a swim team and a tennis team. And they were open all summer long. So you'd go and swim, hang out all day.
Where was the other I guess swim club located?
On the other end of town. And I never went, so I don't know a whole lot about it. I just know about Gaslight, and that seemed to be more of the affluent swim club in town.
How long was it open? Do you know?
It was open for a long time. I think it might even still be open now, or might be closed now, I think. But it was a members only club, and you had to pay every year to join. And not everyone got in.
Do you know what the going rate was when you were a member?
I don't. I just know that you had to be of a certain level to get in. Not just anyone could get in.
Was it a certain demographic, salary range?
It was definitely a certain demographic. A white only club. You could bring guests, but I babysat for 2 summers for a family, and they had 2 adopted children, and one was white. Tim was white, and the little girl, Mindy, she was black, and she might have even been mixed. And prior to the parents adopting these kids, they were members of Gaslight, and they had to fight really hard to keep their membership and to let the little girl go. And they were probably 7 and 8. She was probably 7 when I started babysitting her. And it was a huge fight to get her to belong, but she was the only one.
When did the demographics, do you think, started to change and really take effect, I guess, in the community, and what were people's responses?
Well, I don't know. I think that it still might be a bit of a struggle depending on where you're at. I think that having gone to private grade school and private high school and been part of a private community all of my life, I think it still is a struggle sometimes to change. But I think it might be changing, you know, for some of those, you know, that might be one reason why Gaslight closed. I don't know. I haven't been there, you know, back in Collinsville for so long. But it still seems like that Collinsville still seems to be a very white area. Edwardsville had always been rather integrated. But Collinsville just didn't. They were more of, like Fairmont City was not an integrated area. East St. Louis definitely was not. And if it was, it's because it was the old people who couldn't get out. And because long time ago, East St. Louis was for the most part all white. And then they started moving out in the 60s.
Do you think that Collinsville was mostly white mainly because of the Italian and the German settlers that first really began that town, or the rural setting, or the farming?
Probably. Usually because of who comes, you know, starts, who are the settlers in that town.
Was Gaslight your only instance where you saw anyone of color turned away?
Well, they weren't turned away. They just had a fight to get in, and then there were no other members of that color. And I just never really thought about it, because that's just kind of what I knew.
With demographics and, you know, your friends and growing up in a small town, what was it like knowing the police chief of Collinsville at one time?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I just knew him. It wasn't, I knew the police chief. I dated a cop. It wasn't, there was no weirdness. It wasn't like it is now, at least from where I stood.
What do you mean, like, it's not like it is now?
Well, there was no fear of the police. Like, people have fear of the police. Like, they're going to get, you know, the police are going to chase them, and they're afraid when a policeman pulls them over that they're going to get beat up or anything like that. There's no fear that way. I know I was always told, don't tell them that, you know me or you're friends with me, because that's not going to help you get out of a ticket. There was that, but it didn't really do anything for me. And I didn't spend, when he became police chief, I didn't even live over there so much anymore, but He was a sergeant when I lived there. So.
With everything, you know, going on nowadays, with racial tension, police, what really, I know I asked earlier, but what really do you think more has changed in Collinsville? Is it falling behind the times, or do you think that they're struggling to keep up? Do you think Collinsville will ever bounce back to what it was before, or compete with Edwardsville at least?
I just think that they're struggling to keep businesses. I think they're struggling to keep up. I don't know if they're I feel like they're struggling to keep residents in town, in that city. So much seems to be moving out. It seems like people are moving out. They're moving to Maryville or Glen Carbon or Edwardsville. And it could just be that people are leaving Illinois. That could be it too. But I would like to see Collinsville be able to be revitalized, but maybe it can't. I don't know. I don't know what their city government is like, what their plan is. It would be great to see it, but
what is it like for you to see, you know, home furniture close, and when Ashman's moved out and the sandwich shop is closed now? Oh, as that's well right. Her not being family owned, and Holy Cross, you know, kind of failing to keep a congregation, and just all of the things you grew up with kind of leaving or falling away.
I think it's sad. I think that Holy Cross is coming back, but I think it's very sad to see that, because I think that Collinsville could be a great place if everyone could work together. There has always been some kind of competition between mostly Collinsville and Edwardsville. Now you've got Maryville in the middle that seems to be sucking people out of Collinsville. And Edwardsville, or Maryville, really seems to be the one in the mix that's pulling it away. So I don't know that Maryville will ever have the stores and that Collinsville has, but I think as Maryville continues to grow, you're going to see the west end of Collinsville continue to fail. So maybe that end that's closest to Maryville, that won't be so bad, which is where you have some of the stores, but that one end of Collinsville that's closest to 255 down there in Fairmont City, and that, I think that end is gonna probably not do so well.
Well, with that being said, it seems like there could be a positive future for Collinsville, but let's hope for, you know, bettering. It used to be really nice, and lots of stores and just the homey feeling. Thank you so much for doing the interview and telling us about, you know, your childhood and the demographic side and just what you grew up with.
Thank you.